The most practical Thanksgiving Day shopping list we may ever hear.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Allianz, providing travel insurance and assistance to over 9 million Americans through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com.
From APM, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics, coming to you from Washington this morning. Today in the U.S., it's supposed to be a time of thanks, not of regrets, but I'm here to mention that if one had bought all the stocks listed in Japan's Nikkei Index last Thanksgiving, the return by this morning would have been 71%. Today, the key index in Tokyo went up another 1.8% to get very close to a six-year high. Some of this was optimism projected from New York, where the S&P 500 hit a record high of 1808 yesterday. But the main story is in Japan, where we reached the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes. Good morning.
Good morning, David.
Now, some market commentators worry about a bubble inflating in Japanese shares, but remind us about the government policies that got investors so interested.
Japan has engaged in what is known as quantitative easing. All this easy money has been pushing down the value of the Japanese yen, and that's also been fundamental to market sentiment here. A weaker yen means bigger profits for Japanese companies, cheaper products for Japanese exports, and so that's boosted confidence the Japanese economy is going to continue improving and that profits are going to increase again next year as they have this year.
Now, let me also ask you, Rupert, about the new air defense zone that China has declared for itself, which is causing tensions in the region. There's news this morning that both Japan and South Korea have flown planes unannounced through this new zone, apparently to prove they don't recognize that it's China's space. What effect could this have on sensitive economic relationships in the region?
So the second biggest economy in the world, China, the third biggest economy in the world, Japan. These countries are not talking to each other. Japan's businesses in China have suffered a great deal. There is a real concern that if this dispute in the East China Sea gets worse, then that could have a really adverse effect on the economic situation in the region. And ultimately, that would have a knock-on effect into the rest of the world.
The BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes in Tokyo. Thank you, Rupert.
Thank you.
We do have some numbers for you here. Told you about the Nikkei, and in Europe, they don't give thanks the way we do, and London is trading away with the FT 100 up 0.1%. The DAX in Germany is up 0.3%. In Hong Kong, the Hang Seng fell slightly. If you want to know who will actually be out shopping today on what is supposed to be stay at home and break bread with your loved ones day, meet Hannah Trafton, a college junior in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, with her shopping list.
A Tupperware set, a hand mixer, a vacuum, new sheets for my bed, towels, a rug.
Have you ever heard a more relentlessly practical shopping list than that? You see, Hannah, at 19, is moving into her first apartment. She and her new roommates have put down in writing their whole shopping strategy tonight.
We called it our plan of attack of where we're going to go and when. And then I have also a list of what time the stores open. And then I have the list of items and then which stores I can get them if they sell out at the store that I really want to buy it at.
You used to work in retail?
Yes, I did. I worked at Boston Store, which is kind of like a Macy's.
So we should both spare a thought for the hardworking men and women who stuck working on Thanksgiving, right?
Yes, especially if there's coupons, because you would be amazed how many people come up to you and go, this coupon's supposed to work with this. And it doesn't. Retail people are happy enough to answer your questions. Just don't fight with us. It makes it harder. I worked a 12-hour shift the year I was working there. I worked from 2 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Woo. Now, any idea what your family members think about this notion of yours with your battle plan sallying forth into the retail maelstrom on Thanksgiving evening?
My parents think that I'm being ridiculous, but they haven't worked in retail, and they always say, oh, you can find it cheaper later. I'm like, no, I know I can't find a Pyrex set for $18. I might be able to find it for $24, but right now I can take a little bit of my check and get a lot more than taking that same amount and going to the store right before Christmas.
Hannah Trafton is a junior in college in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hannah, thank you.
No problem.
Chances are you spent some time in the last 2 days contemplating airport architecture. You may have come through one of those old-line bus station-style utilitarian terminals, but reporter Shannon Mullen has more on the other kind of airport terminal.
When you book a flight, you probably think of yourself as a customer of the airlines. But what about the airports? Julia Bradley-Rayfield designs airport interiors for Gresham Smith and Partners.
There's been a realization, I think, that there was revenue there if people spent a little more time in the airport and enjoyed themselves while they were there.
A report from the Global Gateway Alliance says 80% of the country's major airports have spas and museums. A third have nap rooms. And more local restaurants are popping up in terminals to complement other forms of local flavor, like live music at Nashville International or the putting green at the airport in Palm Beach. Chris Oswald with the Airports Council International says one driving force, federal funds for airport maintenance are strained.
And airports themselves are finding themselves under a lot of pressure to find ways to diversify the revenue streams and make themselves really as successful a business entity as they can.
Oswald's favorite new feature is usually free. He says the airport observation deck is making a comeback. I'm Shannon Mullen from Marketplace.
We'll also be talking to a department store employee who got stuck working today despite carloads of relatives headed toward her house for what they thought was going to be a Thanksgiving meal. If you miss it on the air, we'll put it up later this morning at marketplace.org. From the Marketplace Washington Bureau today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.